This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. As part of our American Dream series, we talked about how to pay for college. That included a conversation with personal finance expert Michelle Singletary and a family in Mississippi. Catherine and her teenage daughter Rebecca got a little gentle talking to from Michelle because they hadn't sat down to discuss the cost of college. Catherine and Rebecca promised us that that talk was going to be on their Labor Day lunch menu. So we're checking back in with them. Catherine, Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Catherine, when we last spoke, you said you were going to spend Labor Day weekend having barbecue ribs and talking financial aid. What happened?
Well, we did exactly that, actually. We talked about it at the Labor Day lunch table, and it was really good conversation. It kind of went all over the place. We talked about why we chose to take on the debt for Sarah's education at Tulane.
So Sarah's your older daughter, right?
Correct. She's the one that is graduating soon and the one that we actually do have college debt with. But it was a choice we made that we knew we were going to have to do this for her to go to this school that she wanted to go to and that was so good for her. We talked a little bit, too, I guess, about how one of the comments she made about good debt and bad debt. And even though the expert kind of said, well, but it's all debt, as a family, we agreed with you that, you know, there is a certain amount of good debt that you can take on as long as it doesn't get out of hand.
Yeah, I don't want you going to get me in trouble with Michelle.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know, in an ideal world, it would be great if I could have put money aside for all four kids. But at the time, I had four children under the age of 12. Actually under the age of 11, and there was just simply no way that I could possibly, from a one-income family, do something like that.
Rebecca, what did you come away from that Labor Day conversation thinking?
Well, before we talked about it, I guess I can say I hadn't really given much thought to college, but ever since we had it, I have been thinking about my options and where I could go. We discussed a little bit about how my parents wanted me to stay relatively close and not go somewhere we couldn't afford. So I've been thinking about what options that leaves me.
That was a roundabout way, Rebecca. Yeah, essentially, you know, we talked to her about that we chose to do that debt with Sarah because she was wanting to go into pharmacy school. And we felt like that was good debt for her chosen career. So Rebecca, at this point, when she decides what she wants to do, she may not be ready. And so if she's not ready to make that commitment to a certain career path, then it would make a lot of sense for her to stay here, to stay locally. And we kind of wish Sarah now had done that in hindsight.
Rebecca, how do you feel about that when you think about what it would mean to carry debt after graduation? I gather you listened to this segment after yours where you heard a guy with about $100,000 in debt.
That was a big part of the conversation.
Yeah,
on that
we
table.
Did talk about the other people that were interviewed and how we would not want to carry a bunch of debt off of college. I'm kind of nervous thinking about financial costs of going to college and what it could mean in the future.
Did it change what you want to do?
It is definitely something to consider.
Yeah, it's all going to depend on what she thinks she wants to do.
Did you guys have any disagreements when you sat down and had that conversation?
I can say that my mom, she was kind of wanting me to stay local, and I'm not sure that that is something I would want to do, to stay so close to home when there's so many places I could go.
And truthfully, I don't think we disagreed because, to be fair, I have to give her a lot of the options that I've given the other children. It's just that in this case, I think I will ask her to consider staying close to save the money, but don't tell her. I'll let her, you know.
She can hear you.
I will let her know that, you know, we will discuss options.
Rebecca, you've started your junior year of school, right?
Yes.
So are you getting brochures and things about colleges in the mail?
Yes, there have been a lot of people speaking for colleges that have come to talk to us and recruit people to go to their schools. And it's almost overwhelming to think of how many options that we all have.
Yeah, Lizzie, one of the things that I can point out here is that over that same dinner table, we were talking about school rings. And this is really kind of a funny thing that has happened as a side effect of this, I think, that Rebecca was all excited about her school ring, and we had to send in the deposit, and which we did. We sent it in, and she went, and they met with the representative, and he filled out all the papers about what she had ordered online. And then we get this text from Rebecca that says, OMG, the amount of the ring is going to be this amount, and that's way too much. And so she all of a sudden became very conscious, and she told us to call him and tell him that she didn't need that big of a ring. She didn't need something that cost that much. And she's starting to be aware of maybe a little bit of excessiveness is not necessary.
Rebecca, Catherine, thank you so much for having this conversation with me. Keep us posted, okay, on how it goes.
We certainly will. Thank you.
Thank you.